Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Former NFL executive, now radio.com NFL insider. Check out the podcast, The GM Shuffle, which we'll talk about in a few. Bring back to the program Michael Lombardi. Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you. Thanks, Bob. Hello, Vinny. How
What's
are you?
What's up, guys? Mike? All right, let me ask you this. Antonio Brown is scheduled to meet with the NFL. His list of interesting news stories is almost endless. What's going to be the end game with this one?
You know, I think that's tough to tell. I think there's obviously some conversations that have gone on between the league and teams who have asked about where his status is going to be, and I think no one can really make that judgment until he gets his day in court, if you will, and gets to talk about the situation, and then I think the commissioner is going to have to make some ruling. I think the reason he isn't signed with the team is because we don't know what that ruling is, and no one really knows what the true data evidence points are of the civil suit filed by this woman.
Hey, Mike, what do you think? I think, you know, the Pats learn more from that game. Even though the Ravens won, I think if they have to play again, I think the Pats learn more than the Ravens have learned. Agree or disagree?
Well, I think, you know, it's hard to get ready for Lamar. I think the speed of the game is way different on the field than it is on your tape. I thought they did a really bad job of setting the edge and really forcing the ball back inside. And you got to credit the Ravens for doing a remarkable job of outnumbering the Patriots in the run game, getting that half-man advantage that you have to get. And I do feel like, you know, the next time they play them, the Patriots will have a better sense of what they need to accomplish. And some of that stuff that looked good on a blackboard might not actually be worthy when it gets down to the field, dealing with the speed and the athleticism of Lamar. So, yeah, I mean, it's hard to – I think we learned that last year. The Chargers came back, lost, came back and won. So, you know, I think there's certainly merit to playing against them. I think Lamar's the style of player. You really got to play against them to understand it.
You know what's going to be interesting, Mike, is, all right, the Ravens have played the Bengals here at home, what, 3 weeks ago? Close game, right. I think, what, 23-16 or whatever. Now they got a new quarterback, and they've had a bye week, so they've had – basically 3 weeks to prepare, 2 weeks after seeing Lamar live. So they've had a good chance. I mean, we should get as good of performance, maybe not personnel-wise, but schematically. I'm kind of looking to see what they do different than everybody else because they've seen it and they've had 2 weeks to prepare.
And you know, they struggle to stop it. And so, you know, I think when you look at what the Bengals are working with, they give up over 5.1 yards per carry. Not a real good recipe when you're playing against a team that wants to run the ball. And then the Bengals can't run the ball, so they can't reduce the game. I mean, the most remarkable thing about what the Ravens have been able to accomplish is the fact that they play keep away. No one really gets the ball. I mean, they have 37 minutes of time of possession in five games. I mean, that's remarkable. It's hard to win. Look, the Patriots, you know, for as bad as they played, and everybody's talking about being dominated by the Ravens, they only had the ball, I think, 22 minutes. They had 350 yards. They're getting ready to score again until Edelman fumbled.
Yeah, that Edelman, I mean,
that
fumble killed him, Mike.
That game was in bad. The Ravens were dead. They were gassed at that point. They were their conditioning. They were tired. It was going to be hard for them. And then they forced a fumble. Great play by the Ravens. And I think that turned the game.
Now, Mike, on another subject, you know, like we heard – Cleveland's quarterback talking about, you know, they need to get Odell.
Force feed him
the ball early. And, you know, you and I were back with the 49ers when, I mean, that is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. You know, you just give him the ball when time is right. Those guys, Jerry Rice needed the ball early. I remember him bitching, you know, like after the first quarter. He would check out. You got to get them involved as early as possible, and you're going to get better each quarter. Agree or disagree?
Well, yeah, and I think that, you know, look, they've got to understand where their key parts are. And I think when you look at at the Browns, I mean, Nick Chubb is really helps them. When Baker Mayfield has thrown the ball 35 times or more in NFL games in his short NFL career, he's 2-10. Now, that tells you that when it becomes a shootout, that's not what he's good at doing. He needs to be able to throw the football effectively off of play action, and he needs to be able to utilize his skill set under center, and he needs to get the ball to Beckham. And I think sometimes they're running an offense, as opposed to running an offense that features Beckham, they're running plays to get the ball to Beckham. Those are two entirely different things.
Michael Lombardi joining us, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, former NFL executive, now radio.com, NFL insider. The GM Shuffle is the podcast, which we'll talk about here in a second. We all know, Michael, about the disaster that Cleveland has become, but how bad are the Jets right now? Did anyone see this one coming?
Well, I mean, look, their offensive line has been bad for a while. Mike McKagan, the former general manager, didn't draft an offensive lineman in the first four rounds of his NFL career. Last year was the first time he did after the first round. This offensive line is reflective of the neglect. And you can't win football games if you can't protect and run block. And that offensive line's bad. And Sam Darnold's a turnover machine at USC. You've got to be careful with him. I think he's really talented. He's a young player. But I don't think you can just throw him out there and say, okay, Sam, go ahead. You got to have a really good line behind him. They don't.
Mike,
and I think that's a problem. And I think when you break down the talent of their team, look, this Jet team won 28 games over the last 5 years. The owner of the team decided that McKagan was doing a great job building this team, even though they won 28 games. Then he fires the head coach Bowles. He brings in Gase. Gase realizes the team's really bad. Now they fire McKagan. I mean, everything the Jets do is backwards.
Mike, do you think we're going to have a lot of one-and-dones this year coaching-wise? I mean, Jets possibly, Cleveland possibly. I mean, there are some that are not. I mean, just show progress, and show like you kind of have a plan and you know what you're – they kind of remind me of Jim Zorn a little bit.
Yeah, well, look, I think you left one. Zach Taylor, has anybody seen anything out of the Bengals that resembles they got better?
I'm right there with you. Watching their film, too. Offensively, they stink.
Zach Taylor was 106th in college football at the University of Cincinnati, running the Cincinnati Bearcat offense. 3 years later, he's a head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals. I don't understand how it happens. It just does. So what has he done to say he's a head coach in the NFL other than somebody gave him the job? I mean, Freddie Kitchens is in a tough spot because I think Freddie's trying to coach the team without control over the players. Dorsey controls the team. It's hard to do. I mean, I've worked for a man who had the ownership of the team, controlled all the players. It was hard on the coach, Al Davis, and he couldn't win from that chair doing it that way. It's challenging.
Now, Mike, you know what's pretty interesting about Lamar is in the first quarter, he's completing 73%, 10.5 average, 3 touchdowns, no pick, with a 125 quarterback rating and averaging 8.2. He has no interception. I mean, he comes out ready to rock and roll off, and then he kind of drops every quarter after. So, I mean, when he comes out, he's ready to roll.
Yeah, I mean, look, and they give him good throws, and he can throw the football. This notion he can't throw it is wrong. I mean,
yep.
The throw that really breaks the back of the Patriots is the sail route to Andrews on 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
Great throw. I mean, it's a great throw. They blitzed him. They wanted the ball out of his hand quickly. It got out of his hand quickly to a perfect completion. So, yeah, I mean, I think that's really – it's a misnomer about his game. He can throw the ball. Now, there's going to be some times where they're ugly and they're in the dirt and they don't look pretty. I get that. But the reality of it is he can throw the football when he needs to, and he can make plays in the pass game. I've seen him do it at Louisville way too many times. I've seen him do it in the NFL.
Right now, is he your, AFC MVP?
Well, I mean, look, I think Deshaun Watson's really good. But I think the way they built their team around this kid, you have to certainly give him consideration. I know this, though, Vinny. If they redrafted that draft again, you think Mayfield's the one and Lamar's 32?
No, not at all.
Yeah.
No, Josh Rosen goes number one. Hey, wait a minute. Michael Lombardi.
Well, some people still thinking that Josh Rosen's just getting treated poorly in Miami. I've heard some ESPN commentators talk about how it's unfair. They feel bad for Josh Rosen. Can't play.
No,
I mean,
I agree.
That's a fact. I mean,
Josh
Rosen's not good enough. He can't, and that's part of the reason. They look – the Miami Dolphins have looked 10 times better with Ryan Fitzpatrick than they ever did with Josh Rosen.
I never liked him coming out, Mike.
No, I didn't either, Vinny. And, people talk – Steve Keim traded up. How about this? If you're Steve Keim, he's still employed. He trades up to get Josh Rosen. He then trades Rosen away, and he picks Kyler Murray. If he stayed right where he was and picked Lamar, he might have Lamar Jackson and Nick Bosa on his team at this time.
Michael Lombardi, NFLInsiderRadio.com. Michael, tell us about the GM Shuffle podcast.
Well, Adnan Burke and I, we do it twice a week. Thursday, it's out this afternoon. We go over the games of the week. We pick four or five games of the week that we go over. And then on Monday, we review the league, talk about everything. No holds barred. I mean, we talk about everybody, everything. This week, we broke down LSU-Alabama game because it's a huge game. And we talk football in an unfiltered fashion where we bring up, you know, it's to get away from the narrative about what people think you should know as opposed to what you really need to know.
Michael, we appreciate your time. We'll be listening to GM Shuffle.
Thanks, Mike.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.